1강 목적 예제 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, NPBC radio station listeners. I'm Jennifer Lee, the host of Monday Live. More than 100,000 listeners have installed and used our radio app on their smartphones to listen to our programs. To satisfy our audience's growing needs, we've added three new functions to our app. The best function is that you can download your favorite programs. This is useful if you miss our show or want to listen to it again. Another useful function is that you can bookmark your favorite stories and listen to a personalized playlist. Finally, you can set an alarm to wake up to your favorite radio program. I hope these new functions of our radio app will make your day more enjoyable.
1번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? I'm Jessie Brown, your fire safety administrator, with an announcement. I'm sorry for the interruption, but I want to let you know that we will be conducting a test of the building's fire alarm system in 5 minutes. The test is essential to ensure your safety in the event of an emergency. So we ask you to be patient. Please remember this is only a test of the fire alarm system, not a fire drill. So you don't need to leave the building at this time. We apologize in advance for any inconvenience this may cause.
2번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, listeners. This is an announcement for all Peel County residents. The annual Winter Holiday Parade will be coming your way on Saturday, December 22nd at 3 p.m. On this day, there will be a major road closure. Ken Woods Drive will be closed from Church Street to Mara Crescent's north entrance from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Only parade traffic and emergency vehicles will be allowed in this area. Access to Church Street should be reopened within 45 minutes after the end of the parade. Thank you for your cooperation. Happy holidays.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone. I'm Juliana Johnson, manager of Andy's Animal Center. Currently at the center, we're taking care of about 70 animals, including dogs, cats, and pigs. This takes time and money, and presently, we only have 3 volunteers working for us. These animals need your support. Donating to our center helps provide medical care for the animals and improve their lives. For as little as $5 a month, you can support maintaining fences, cover vet expenses, and provide food and care for the animals. Please feel free to donate through our website, www.andyscenter.com. You'll make a real difference in the lives of these animals. Thank you.
4번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, customers. Are you looking for quality home furnishings at low prices? Grecian Furnishings is proud to announce the beginning of our month-long furniture sale. Starting on November 1st, everything in our showroom will be discounted at least 50%. Nowhere else in town will you find better deals on quality chairs, sofas, and other household furnishings. And on November 14th, we're having a special cookout in the afternoon. Also on that day, we're taking an additional 10% off everything in our store. Our entire inventory must go. Visit us at 345 Greenlawn Road and pick up some great furniture at unbeatable prices.
(5번) 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, parents of Lakeside Elementary School students. Thank you for coming to today's parent-teacher meeting. Before starting the meeting, I'd like to tell you how to apply for free or discounted meals. The fastest way is to apply on our website because the processing time is instant. There is a letter you must read before filling out the online application. You can also apply using the paper application, which is available at the school office. Just take one and return it completed to the school office. If you choose this method, do not also apply online. This will delay your approval process. If you have any questions about whether your child qualifies for free or discounted meals, you can get detailed information on the school website. Thank you.
6번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, class. Today, let's continue talking about academic writing. In academic writing, knowing how to summarize outside sources such as books, newspapers, or interviews is vital. Most of all, you have to use your own words. You should paraphrase rather than quoting from the original source. You may find it useful to retain a key phrase from your source, but you must put quotation marks around the words you keep. In this type of summarizing, you must accurately reflect the contents of the original text using your own words while avoiding your personal opinion. When you do include your interpretation and analysis, make a clear distinction between your thoughts and the original writers. Now let's have a look at some example summaries.